The Bible tells us about how the faithful are the persecuted. And that persecution can happen with words, acts, lack of inclusion, just name a few methods. We've talked here on the show about how Christians are today being persecuted and just outright killed in Islamic countries for their refusal to renounce their faith and convert to Islam. Now, you might think in the here and now how that's an issue over there. Well, there's a film that's just been released which takes us back to a dark day in America not too long ago when two Columbine students decided to slaughter innocent people. The first to die by their hands was a girl who was singled out for her strong Christian faith. The film is I'm Not Ashamed, and with us now to talk about this film and the issues that it raises is an award-winning actress, best-selling author, and I know one of our country's strongest voices for the, well, they say unborn child, the yet-to-be-born child, Jennifer O'Neill. How are you, Jennifer?
I love that, Chris. I'm wonderful, Chris. Thank you. How are you?
Excellent, and always enjoy talking with you because you are someone who, instead of looking to gain by your name, you give with your name and your stature. And this is another case with the film I'm Not Ashamed, which you can learn more about and find out where it's being shown in your area throughout New Jersey, New York, all across the country. I'mNotAshamedFilm.com is the website. And give us the plot and the synopsis of I'm Not Ashamed.
Well, it's a very important film, and I have a little cameo in it. If you blink, you don't see me. But as I've said, it's not about me. It's about the film. I wanted to be part of this team and help promote this film. It's a true story, obviously, about Rachel Joy Scott, who stood up for her faith in that horrible event at Columbine. But it's not. It's a movie that deals with sort of timeless issues. It happened in 1999, but it deals with bullying in school. It deals with a real take of this girl's life, abstracted from her own journal. So I play a Good Samaritan, a situation that she observed a person handle a homeless person in a way that inspired her to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. So the story for your listeners is a honest account of a girl, a teenage girl who struggles like most of our teens do, came to her faith, and actually then through the power of her foundation in Jesus Christ, exuded love and commitment and understanding to her fellow students, and is going to make a mark, which she journaled that she felt that she would make a mark on the world. And she is, especially through this movie, where we have the opportunity to see her real story. It's a must see for the entire family.
Especially since the story touches on so many elements that mm-hmm. we are reluctant to talk about or even repelled when we hear it being talked about. I mean, it sounds odd and it sounds maybe a little harsh, but for the person listening right now, think about some of these ideas that Jennifer listed that's part of the plot of I'm Not Ashamed. When you hear about them, do you embrace them to seek out a solution and a cure, or do you go, oh, that's too much to handle for me right now?
Well, it's my understanding that people are watching this movie and coming to Christ in droves because they're seeing the truth, and you can't deny the truth of the word. And this young lady just was a great ambassador for Christ. In her short life, she became a billboard for the truth, and that's what's so compelling about this story. So teenagers that are dealing with issues and wondering what it's all about and dealing with suicide and drugs and alcohol, and I'm saying it's a real movie. The answer is explained in her discovery of her faith. And then in her short life, she lived it. So a lot of us talk about it, but we don't actually do it. And the issues at hand are timeless. So you open the show by talking about in foreign countries, people are being beheaded for their faith in Christ and so forth. Well, in this country, yes, she was shot, but we can be losing the things near and dear to us, like our job, if we don't acquiesce to other beliefs. And it's a different topography here in the United States, but the need is as great here as anywhere. And that is that if you know Jesus Christ, stand up for your faith, be vocal. And I know I'm not supposed to get political, but go and vote, because our country is changing. The timing of this film is very important. I just had dinner with my grandsons, who are 21, 20, and 18, and I was talking to them about the honor of being able to vote. hear your voice and know the issues. And they both did, they all didn't like the candidates, but this trickle-down effect of who we have representing us in Congress and Senate is so important. So on that note, in honor of Rachel Joy Scott, please get out there and make your voice be heard.
Talking with Jennifer O'Neill, who is part of the cast of the film I'm Not Ashamed, playing now in theaters across the country. You can find out where near you at imnotashamedfilm.com. Jennifer is at jenniferoneill.com. And also pay a visit to hillandgladehhh.com, a special project that Jennifer is has created for military veterans and for bases of their recovery from very traumatic experiences, which you can safely assume the experience in their military service. And we've talked about here on the show how those returning veterans are way too often mistreated and even neglected by a system that was supposed to be supportive of them. So hillandgladehhh.com is something you can support.
It's equine-assisted therapies for the people that are putting their lives on the line for us. We need to, in the private sector, step up and show them gratitude. And just a little teeny plug, my autobiography is updated. I don't know if you knew that, Chris, but it is available on Amazon and my website. And it's not that my story's that interesting, but what God can do in anyone's life. My life was harrowing and all over the map, and I didn't come to my faith till I was 38 years old. And so put your seatbelt on, and it's a good, it's an inspiring, as the film is, story of faith.
You know, you mentioned about how the vote is important. You know, much like a parent wants to be there to guide their child to the next stage in their life, the voter is really the parent of our system of liberty and freedom. And
absolutely,
if you want to be a neglective parent, what's that going to do for our system?
Well, it's by admission, if you don't vote, you're voting for the person you don't like. And, you know, it's incredible how much we take for granted the freedoms that we have in the United States of America. And we have to stand up. Our responsibility, if it were taken away in a wink, we would be absolutely terrified. And so we have this freedom and this honor and this liberty to vote for our leaders and pray for them. And if we don't take it, it's our own fault.
You are, as I mentioned in the introduction, a strong proponent of the voice of the to be born. And maybe this is an example, too, of what you just said as far as the power of the vote. You turn back the clock 10, 15, 20 years, the pro-life voice was mocked. It was attacked. It was attempt after attempt to silence it. But now if you look at the statistics, the number of abortions are dropping. The number of abortion chambers that exist have been decreased. That voice with the determination and with God's grace and his goodwill and his wisdom, it's made a difference.
Well, my yardstick, Chris, is the Word of God, the Bible. And so what it says is what I believe in. And people who believe in that are the people who I want to support. And pro-life movement and truth since the advent of the ultrasound, we can see the humanity of the baby. We can't buy into the lie that what we're carrying is just a blob of tissue or a cluster of cells under 3 months or even later. The option of adoption is awesome, and those are my heroes, people that find themselves with a pregnancy that perhaps they hadn't planned, but have the beauty of giving life to this life that's living in them, and there are more people waiting to adopt than there are babies being aborted, so do the math. But whatever our yardstick, as I said, is about choosing our representatives and so forth, look at the issues they're talking about and look what they stand for. And it's very clear that those who stand for the tenets and the truths that are found in the Bible are what this country was founded on, that we're not teaching in school anymore. It's crazy. We're taking God out of the equation, and we will pay for it if we don't turn and repent and let our voice be known and heard. According to the polls, over 70% of Americans are Christians. Where are we in the voice for life? Where are we for standing up for our faith? Where are we to get out of our denominations and have one central theme? And that's the saving grace of Jesus Christ and the authority and power of God Almighty.
The film, again, is I'm Not Ashamed. It is a true life lesson, series of life lessons through the life of, I was way too short of, someone who nevertheless is going to make a difference after she has departed in her story and the spirit that she leaves behind, which is eternal. You can find out more about the film and where it's playing near you at imnotashamedfilm.com. Jennifer is at jenniferoneal.com. And also stop by at hillingladehhh.com and support Jennifer's equine therapy project. All That Glitters is her updated autobiography, which you can find again at jenniferoneal.com.
Always surviving myself.
You got so many books. I get confused sometimes.
I do. I have novels and that, but it's appropriate titles. Surviving myself.
Absolutely. and she does. She has, and you can learn a lot from her life story. So you can create and craft your own survival as well. Jennifer, I love you. You are a blessing to our world. Thanks for being here.
You are a treasure, Chris. Thank you enormously. Appreciate it.